Pregnancy and childbirth are life-changing events expected to bring joy to families. But for many women in sub-Saharan Africa, these events have become associated with death and misery. West African Health and United Nations studies indicate that 1 out of 16 women living in sub-Saharan Africa will die from pregnancy-related causes compared to developed countries, where the figure is 1 out of 2,800. About 200 delegates meeting in Ghana will be discussing and sharing experiences on the problem during the next 3 days. Ghana National Population Council Chair Virginia Ofosu-Ama says it is important to make all components of reproductive health services easily accessible.
So this meeting is supposed to look at what is happening in countries in West Africa, find out exactly what they are doing right, what they are doing wrong, so that we don't repeat the mistakes. And then we hope that through the exchange of experiences, we will really strengthen what we are doing and try to scale up the programs on safe motherhood.
Jack Van Zudan represents the African Population Commission, currently chaired by South Africa. He stressed the need to empower women to take control over decisions that affect their bodies.
The countries that have made progress in the provision of reproductive health services as part of comprehensive primary health care are the ones that have achieved lower maternal, infant and child mortality rates and lower fertility rates.
UNFPA Ghana's representative, Maken Ken, called for action in addressing the problem.
It is no longer the time for projects or pilots, as we have enough evidence of what works and at what costs. The majority of countries have already experimented successful but limited projects to reduce maternal and newborn mortality and morbidity. It is time to go to scale up, to scale to ensure universal access to maternal health services in as many countries as possible.
Experts say 80% of maternal deaths are due to direct causes such as blood loss, unsafe abortion, obstructed labor, and pregnancy-induced hypertension. Professor F.T. Sai, Ghana's Presidential Advisor on Population and Health, asked delegates to advocate for laws that protect women from unsafe abortion.
My main concern is that if this is killing so many women, and the technologies are available, why should we allow ideology or religion or whatever to make them die? Which religion says my people should die?
Nearly 50% of all maternal deaths in sub-Saharan Africa are blamed on unsafe abortion. FM Duvi for VOA News, Accra.